Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink. I'm your host, Mike Adams. Today we're covering a number of intriguing issues, starting with the realization that Democrats have lost the ability to discern the difference between reality and fiction. And this is why everything they are pushing is fiction. And yet, the real threats to our nation, such as unlimited illegal migration across an open border and so on, I'll give you other examples, all those real threats are called fake by the Democrats. We have Democrats that are living in a delusional fantasy fairy tale dream world 24/7. And when the facts of reality don't match their delusions, they fabricate fake hate crimes to make sure that they have the, quote, evidence. They have to keep it alive. You see, they have to keep the mythos of the left-wing cult. They have to keep it alive. And in order to do that, they have to keep faking everything. This is why they run false flags all the time, by the way. This is why even their protest crowds are hired mercenaries. They're paid to protest. This is why all the things they instigate in public places, like the attack on the Covington Catholic school children, were planned in advance. These are engineered plots. These are false flag operations. And if you go throughout the history, the recent history, just in the last, through the Obama administration, of all the things that have been used to take away, to try to take away our gun rights, how many false flags surrounding that, like Operation Fast and Furious, run by President Obama and Eric Holder? They're, of course, silencing our free speech on social media and the tech giants. They tried to create the Russia collusion hoax to try to frame President Trump and say that he was a traitor working for the Russians. And it just goes on and on because the Democrats are living in a delusional dream world. It has reached the point of a mass shared hysteria, a mental delusion that is infectious. It spreads like a virus from mind to mind across the population of left-wing progressives and social justice warriors and Democrats. They are all being infected and afflicted with these mental viruses. They have become a pandemic of hatred and fear and self-terrorizing. They scare themselves. They go out and they spray paint swastikas on the side of their own dorm room buildings. They stage hate crimes against themselves. They set fire to crosses in their own front yards. And then they claim that they were victims. They rip their own hijabs off. And then they claim that they were a victim of Islamophobia. There have been at least 100 fake hate crimes since, let's say, the summer of 2015, in the run-up to the Trump victory in 2016, and since then, there have been at least 100 of these massive fake hate crimes. And you know what they all have in common? The left-wing media reports them all as if they were true, and then never retracts them when the truth comes out that they were faked. And so if you only tune in to CNN or New York Times or Washington Post or other fake news media of the radical left, the only story that you see day after day is, oh my God, another racist hate crime. Oh my God, another gay attack on a gay, a homophobe MAGA Trump wearing white Christian attacked another gay person. Oh my God, look, they attacked these people of color. Oh look, they attacked this Islam woman, this Muslim. And it just goes on and on. That's all you see all day, every day in the left-wing media. And what you don't see are all the retractions and corrections that should be published 2 weeks later. Oh, it was fake. Oh, this person got arrested by police for faking a crime. Oh, this person reported a false crime. This person got kicked out of school. It's all fake. It's all staged. It's all false flags. It's all engineered. But you would never know that unless you listen to the independent media, which is the whole point here. Infowars.com, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative, the show you're listening to right now, counterthink.com. We exist to question the fake news of the fake media. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. In this segment, I'm going to go through a fascinating list. We're going to go through, you know, how Democrats, everything that's real, they say it's fake, like the invasion at the border of illegal foreign nationals. They say it's a fake crisis, and they say it's a fake national emergency, you know. But then the things that they say are real are actually not real. So they've got everything upside down, of course. They're living in a delusional dream world. But as I said before, Democrats have to constantly remind themselves, they have to constantly up the hate, because hate is the currency of the left, and they need to renew the hate every day to keep their mythos alive. I call it a left cult. They are living in a cult, and as part of the cult, they have to be re-indoctrinated on a daily basis. In fact, I run a website called leftcult.com. leftcult.com. You can see, we document all the examples of the incredible, insane cultism of the left. But let's go through a list. First, let me present to you some things that Democrats are convinced are real. Things that are actually fake, but they're convinced they're real. So first, to start off, of course, they're convinced that every hate crime hoax in the country is real. And they don't care that it's a hoax. Even if it's a hoax, they say, well, probably it's Trump that drove that person to do that hoax, so it's still Trump's fault. You know, it's like if you stage a hate crime, you know, if you're a minority, if you're an LGBT, let's say you're a transgender person of color, like Elizabeth Warren, and you stage a hate crime and you get caught and you have to admit to it, you can always say, well, you know, Trump made me do it. What a despicable person he is. Look what he made me do. That's the way Democrats, that's the way their brains work. Look what Trump made me do. So Trump derangement syndrome now becomes like a legal defense. You know, Trump is so crazy, he made me fake my own hate crime upon myself. And I got caught, and it's Trump's fault. This is what the left has come to. All right, the left also believes that money comes from nowhere. They think that money can just be wished into existence, kind of like a set of genitals for the LGBT transition people. Like, I hereby wish that I'm a woman, and it was Shazam. They think genitals magically appear and that your DNA suddenly changes. Like, you used to have testes, now whammo, you've got ovaries. That's how they think that happens. They literally believe this. That's not an exaggeration. They believe that wishing overrides biology. They also believe that wishing creates money from nothing. You know, those of us old enough to remember MTV, we know there was a song, Money, Money for Nothing and Chicks for Free. But this is money from nothing. And Democrats like Ocasio-Cortez, you know, she says, here, let's build bridges across the oceans. Let's tear down all the buildings in America and rebuild them to be green. You know, here, let's tear down all the nuclear power plants and let's build massive solar farms and wind farms. And then you ask her, you know, you say, you do the math, you're like, this is going to cost freaking $30, $40 trillion. Trillion with a T. Where the national debt is like $21 trillion right now. Just to do what she wants to do, you'd have to double the entire national debt again, and even more than that. And you ask her, where's the money going to come from for this? And you know what their answer is, these Democrats? Because they're economically illiterate. She says, oh, it's going to pay for itself. You don't have to pay for it. It's going to pay for itself. This is amazing. I think that everybody should try this. At the local cafe, you know, pizza joint, taxi cab, you know, you get into a taxi cab, you take a ride across town, the fare is, you know, $20, and the cabbie, when you're getting out, the cabbie says, you know, hey, where's the $20? Your answer should be, oh, it's okay. We don't have to pay for this trip. The trip pays for itself because I'm a Democrat, because I follow the economic philosophy of Ocasio-Cortez. And you don't have to pay for this trip. I don't have to pay for this. This trip is an investment. It's an investment. So thank you, Mr. Cab Driver. Thank you, The trip pays for itself. Talk to you later. This is the way Democrats think, because they think money comes from nothing. It's like, you know, these Democrats, it's like they think maybe the Tooth Fairy brings them money. The Tooth Fairy funds the federal government. This is the way they think it operates. I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats like Ocasio-Cortez and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, they have a new plan which involves hiring government workers to go across the country and forcibly pull out everybody's teeth in order to collect enough money from the Tooth Fairy to build the Green New Deal. So you're going to have like a toothless America. Everybody loses all their teeth at gunpoint. Just imagine a government worker. We've come to take your teeth. You know, hold still. It's for the good of society. This is socialism. And they rip the teeth out of your face. And then they tell you, don't worry, we're going to have free health care for everybody so you can get, you know, dentures paid by the government. That's socialism for you right there. Ripping your teeth out and promising you free health care. They might as well just chop off your legs and promise you, like, free prosthetics or something. It's insane. These people are totally insane. But moving on the list here, the climate change hoax. They think climate change is real. They think that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Now, carbon dioxide, just in case you didn't know, I call it the God molecule. It's the most important molecule for life on Earth. CO2 is what plants breathe. And it's at a very, very low level in the atmosphere, very dangerously low, barely above 400 parts per million, which is tiny. And in the history of the Earth, it's been much higher. It's been, you know, 1,000% higher, much more than that. And it's very low, almost the lowest it's ever been in the history of our planet. But the left says CO2 is dangerous. It's a pollutant. And so they literally look at every weather event. If it's raining, if the sun is shining, if it's dry, if it's hot, if it's wet, if it's cold, and they say, "See, climate change, that's carbon dioxide ruining the planet." Like every weather event now, everything. It's like the temperature goes up, it's climate change. Temperature goes down, it's climate change. You know, the tides roll in, it's climate change, and then the tides roll out, climate change again. Because these people are morons, absolute morons. But they think it's real. They think climate change is going to destroy humanity. And they're sure that if they could just, you know, pull enough teeth out of enough people's faces and collect enough money and build enough solar farms, then they could stop climate change. Except, of course, China won't stop its factories and India won't stop its factories. So the whole thing is, frankly, pointless since the United States of America doesn't really produce much carbon compared to China and India. And even that doesn't even matter much since nearly all the CO2 that's released into the atmosphere is released by what? Oh, creatures that live in the ocean, by the way. Creatures that live in the ocean release over 90% of the CO2 into the atmosphere. So human-produced or released CO2 is a tiny fraction of the total CO2. So, hey, Ocasio-Cortez, if you're going to pull out teeth, start with your own two front teeth. Thank you very much. And besides, the Tooth Fairy might give you $1 trillion per tooth. So that would be like a $2 trillion down payment right now for the Green New Deal. And then you can sing "All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth" to get them back. Oh, wait, you don't believe in Christmas, so, well, you'll just have to be, we'll just call you the spending gap from that point forward. How's that sound? All right, moving on. Democrats also remember that we're talking about the list of all the things that aren't real that they think are real. And so they also, in that list, they think that guns kill people. They think guns leap out of holsters and walk around and point themselves at people and pull their own triggers, and that guns actually do the killing, which is why they think if they ban guns, they have gun-free zones, they think that the shootings will stop. Because they think guns are carrying it out. Look, they believe in cartoonish ideas. They literally believe that guns are animated objects like in Disney cartoons. It's insane. But much more straight ahead. Stay with us here on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
All right, we're back on Counterthink. Thanks for sticking with me on this. We're trying to get through this list of crazy, insanely false things that Democrats think are real, like the idea that they think guns kill people. They think guns are animated objects, like in a cartoon, that guns run around, walk around. They unlock themselves from gun cabinets or something, and then they point themselves and pull their own triggers, and I guess they reload too, which is why you have to ban high-capacity magazines, because the guns might reload themselves. But this is a foundation belief of the radical left. They have to keep this belief alive to justify taking away your guns. And why do they need to take away your guns? Because of all the other fake things they think are real. Like, they think that all white people hate all black people. Or they think that all Christians hate all gays. It's crazy. They think that all Trump supporters are violent gun owners who just can't wait to shoot people of color or something. This is literally what the left believes, and so they use that as justification to take away your guns because they're afraid of you. Think about it. They want to take away your guns not for public safety, but because, first of all, they want to ultimately shoot you, and they don't want you to be able to shoot back first. I mean, all this insane radical leftism ultimately, it all just breaks down into violence on the side of the left, democide, right? Ethnic cleansing, where they want to cleanse out all the Christians and all the white people and all the men and all the Trump supporters. That's what they call for. This is how left-wing societies always work. It's always the same. But let's keep moving on. They also think, by the way, they think that they literally believe this. They think that oceans are going to rise all of a sudden, and it's going to inundate all the coastal cities, and because they've been shown these images in Newsweek or Time Magazine or the New York Times or Hollywood shows or Netflix specials. They see, like, the Statue of Liberty underwater, you know. They see cities underwater. They think this is going to happen. They literally think that one day they're going to wake up and it's going to be this tidal wave from global warming, mind you, and that's going to just sink entire cities, like it's going to be 100-foot ocean rise in one day. They literally believe this because they are, of course, incredibly stupid. So even if you believe the worst-case scenarios of the climate change cultists, the worst-case scenarios, they're talking about oceans rising fractions of a millimeter per year. You got that? So maybe in 100 years, I don't know, maybe it's a meter or something. That would be, you know, 1 millimeter per year. That's a worst case. And by the way, in order to get there, they have to fake the data. So the climate change cultists are constantly faking data. This has been proven again and again. Go to my website, climate.news. You can see the stories there. Shows how they fake this. So they have to fake the data to create the mass hysteria that then the left-wing media uses to proclaim that we have to spend trillions of dollars to get off of fossil fuels to save the planet, so you all better be ready to give up all your teeth because the Ocasio-Cortez tooth fairy is going to come with a pair of pliers to do some fundraising for the overwater, the trans-ocean railroads that she needs to build to stop all air traffic. This is literally what they believe. It's insane. Okay, they also believe, of course, I've covered this before, they believe in biological magic, where they think that a man, a biological man, can magically transform into a woman by simply wishing it so, and perhaps waving a magic wand over your crotch. Now, in order to do this, they have to wish really, really hard, and it helps to have an extra dose of hatred in there. We're like, oh, Christians hate me, and Trump hates me, and I'm a victim, and now I'm a woman. Shazam! Boom! They think that they've got female parts, and I'm telling you, these young millennials now, they actually believe they can get pregnant after they transition into a woman. They think that men can carry babies. And the reason they believe this is because CNN runs stories that say, oh, look, this man got pregnant. This man is carrying a baby. Of course, it's not a man. It's a woman who's pretending to be a man. But this is the way CNN covers it. It's like, this man is carrying a baby. And they show a woman who's got a beard. Because she's on male hormones, man. She's undergoing hormone treatment, which is probably incredibly toxic for the baby, by the way. They don't care. They don't care if their baby's born with birth defects. They can just abort it. They can just kill it after it's born. That's infanticide. Democrats love that stuff. They don't care what happens to whatever chemicals you take for a baby, because they're just going to kill it anyway. But they're delusional. They even think leftists, I keep using this word a lot. I'm actually tongue-tied with the word literally because I'm overusing it here, but they believe that children are born genderless. They think that children are born with no biological sex, right? They think children are born without reproductive organs. And then they say that this genderless child is, quote, assigned a gender by the doctor. And then from that moment of being assigned, Shazam, the biological parts magically appear. Just like money at the federal government, according to Ocasio-Cortez. You see, it's all magic to these people. And that's the beauty of being a leftist. You don't have to understand anything about reality. You don't have to understand cause and effect. You don't have to understand economics. You don't have to study history. You don't have to know anything about how government actually works, where money comes from, supply, demand curves, the labor pool, jobs, wages. You don't have to understand biology, genetics, you know, chemistry, gestational, reproductive physiology, none of that stuff. You don't have to understand anything if you're a leftist, because you just say it. You just say, suddenly I'm a man, suddenly I'm a woman, suddenly the child has a penis. Whatever you say, suddenly there's trillions of dollars to spend here. These leftists are so insane. When Ocasio-Cortez blocked Amazon from moving into New York City, she celebrated the fact. She thought that she saved the city $3 billion because the mayor had negotiated a deal with Amazon that Amazon was going to pay about $27 billion in taxes, and they were going to be given a credit of $3 billion against the $27 billion. So Amazon was going to pay $24 billion over a decade. Ocasio-Cortez thinks that she saved the city $3 billion, and she's now wondering how they're going to spend that $3 billion that they saved. No, she literally, again, she thinks that there's $3 billion sitting around that she can now spend on other programs like building railroads across the ocean right out of New York, like New York to London Railway. It's the Ocasio-Cortez line. bring your wetsuit, because you're going to get wet on this run. Bring your face mask and your snorkel. Yeah, it's going to be loads of fun in February, too, because it's cold in the North Atlantic. We'll call it the Titanic Rail Line, the Ocasio-Cortez Titanic Rail Line. You get discounts if you're a woman of color like Elizabeth Warren. Stay with us. More straight ahead here on Counterthink.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Okay, now just to round out these crazy, insane things that liberals and Democrats believe, things that are not true. You know, I call the Green New Deal by Ocasio-Cortez, I call it the Flat Earth Theory of Democrats. You know how there's the Flat Earth Theory? A lot of people are, I don't know, maybe they're just having fun playing around with a thought experiment, but I think some people believe it. Some people believe that the whole planet, they think, is flat, and they you know, they talk about all these theories, and they think that all the moon landings were faked, and they think that, you know, even if you think the moon landings were faked, how do you suppose, like, satellite TV works? You know what I mean? Like, surely you believe in satellites. I mean, how does GPS work? You know, how do you get satellite bandwidth? By the way, how does the military run military satellites? Unless there are satellites. And in order to have satellites, it sure does help to have them in orbit around a spherical Earth. But I'm not going to go into the flat Earth debate right now, just to say that Democrats, their flat earth theory is the Green New Deal, that money comes from nothing. But speaking of outer space, Democrats, these young Democrats, they've never been taught any real science in school. And so whatever shows up in the media, they immediately believe it if it fits their narrative of what they want to believe. So recently there was a story that China landed a lunar lander on the dark side of the moon. And as part of one of the experiments, they had a little capsule where they sprouted some seeds in, I guess, the very, very low gravity of the moon. And so it was the headline was that China has sprouted seeds on the moon. You could probably guess where this is going. So these progressive morons, you know, the Ocasio-Cortez followers, the college students of today, they think you can grow crops on the moon now. They do. And they're really excited about this because now they think you can move there and just you can live on the crops. Like they think they can finally escape Earth and escape the global warming that's coming and the rising ocean levels that they think is going to inundate all their cities with under 100 feet of water. So they're really excited that they're going to get to go to the moon and grow crops on the moon. Now, never mind the fact that there's no atmosphere on the moon, so you're going to have a hard time, you know, keeping anything alive that requires air pressure, such as every plant ever in existence, or even your own body, right? And also, of course, there's no liquid water on the surface of the moon for a reason called sublimation, which means that when there's no air pressure, you know, water goes from a solid right to a gas, just transitions right to a gas, and it's gone. It's vapor. It's gone. So there's no liquid water. There are not lakes on the moon. There are not fishing ponds on the moon. But this doesn't stop liberals and Democrats and these young progressives from thinking they can go there. And I've said before, why stop them? Why not launch a GoFundMe page to create a cargo transport to go live on the moon and let everybody sign up for this and actually get them on board? Launch the sucker. Hire Elon Musk. He's good at blowing things up. Let him build a cargo ship for progressives. And, of course, make sure the ticket price is free because that's everything is supposed to be free. Make sure you tell them they're gonna have Wi-Fi on the moon, too. Otherwise, they won't go. Tell them that you're going to have, like, 5 bars on your mobile device. We've got cell towers on the moon. We've got Wi-Fi on the moon. And you can grow crops. And they will sign up so quickly. And then you just send them there. And you call the spaceship. You know what we should call the spaceship? Call it natural selection. just send these people, land them on the moon, and say, yeah, good luck, here you go. Give them some seeds too, you know, so they can play around with their thought experiment and just see how they do. This should be really interesting, you know, for space exploration history. And also might get rid of some of the morons who are not qualified to represent the future of the human race on planet Earth. If you are stupid enough to leave Earth thinking that you can live on the moon or live on Mars, as a lot of these kids think, then maybe Earth is too good for you. Maybe, you know, there's nothing like going to the moon to suddenly value being able to inhale atmospheric pressure, 1G gravity, all these things you take for granted. Yeah, if you don't have them, guess what? Changes your perspective very quickly. Yeah, but they also think we're going to be colonizing Mars any day now. They think we're going to live on Mars soon, have like massive human colonies all over Mars, and they're really excited about that. Even though Mars, by the way, barely has any atmosphere. And there is probably, you know, there's frozen water on Mars somewhere, and there clearly used to be liquid water on Mars, but I don't know about liquid water there right now. Not likely. There's frozen water on the moon, too, you know, underneath. But you have to mine it. And, of course, the minute you pull it out, you know, it vaporizes because there's no atmosphere. So, I mean, there is water there if you bring a bunch of mining equipment and you set up like an eco-dome and all that. You know, you could create an artificial atmosphere, but guess what? You're one meteor away from instant death. And since there's no atmosphere to cause space rocks to burn up before they hit you, you are likely to be hit by all kinds of space rocks. Which is why, by the way, incredibly stupid liberals, if you look at the moon, it looks like a shooting gallery. It's full of craters. Ever wonder why? Because rocks are hitting it at high velocity, forming craters. I mean, just look at it. You don't even need a telescope to see that. Just look at it with your own naked eyes. You can see craters, man. How do you think they got there? These people are clueless. They have no idea how anything works. But, you know, hey, if CNN or the New York Times reports it, they'll believe anything. So we should have the New York Times promote the rocket ship natural selection, free transport to the moon. Now, in addition to all of that that we've covered, the Democrats are convinced that many real things are fake. It's a bunch of real things, real threats, things that threaten our country, threaten our security, threaten our world. But the Democrats are convinced that they're all fake. I mentioned one earlier, like the open borders invasion of America. The millions of illegal foreign nationals that are already in the United States and many of them voting in our elections. And the continued human trafficking across the border, the drug cartels moving drugs across the border, all these things. The open border is a real emergency, a real crisis. But the Democrats say that's not real. They say it's fake. Why would they say that? So let me get this straight. Living on the moon, trying to grow crops without an atmosphere, that's not an emergency. But and human trafficking across the border, that's not an emergency either. But the real emergency, they say, is that Trump won the election. So democracy is the emergency, according to the left. The Electoral College is the emergency to them. That's what they think. So they don't believe that we need to build a border wall because they don't think there's anything wrong with illegal aliens just marching across the border every single day. And the reason they believe that is because those are future Democrat voters. I mean, think about it. To vote Democrat, you have to be a moron. You have to be among the least educated people on this planet. And where do you get more of those people? Well, you get them from countries that have collapsed, and they flee to America, and they bring with them the total lack of education, no understanding of history, no political philosophy that makes any sense. These are the people who voted the socialists into power in their own home countries, which are collapsing into third world status. So the Democrats want them to come to America so they can keep voting for Democrats in California, which is a collapsing SH hole with actual human feces all over the cities and needles and everything like that. Yeah. All right, stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Okay, final segment here for the show today. By the way, if you're missing the other broadcasts of Counterthink, you can check out every complete show at counterthink.com. So don't miss it there. Also, of course, it broadcasts on InfoWars.com Sundays at 6 p.m. Central. So be sure to check out that live broadcast. Now, for this final segment of the show today, I'm going to cover some of the real things that Democrats think are fake. For example, they think that the border invasion of America by illegal foreign nationals is a fake national emergency. They don't think it's real. But that's not the only thing that's real that they think is fake. They also don't believe that there's an anal cancer epidemic across the LGBT community, which is something that even the medical experts are warning about, an outbreak, an epidemic of anal cancer across the LGBT community, especially in California. And you might imagine why. It's because they're having sex in ways the human body wasn't meant to have sex. And so there's this huge epidemic. But there's a cover-up. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it because they're afraid that people might see the LGBT lifestyle as being unclean. So they don't talk about anal cancer. They cover it up. And then, of course, more and more people who are engaging in that kind of blood-sharing, you know, sexual promiscuity, they end up, of course, dying of anal cancer. So these people are willing to sacrifice their own people just to cover up the truth about the health risks. This is a public health issue. The health risks associated with anal intercourse. They do not want anybody to know about that so they can keep pushing their lifestyles that are not biologically normal. And by the way, you know, when AIDS was really coming on the scene in the 1980s, the CDC was about to run out of money, so the CDC pushed a big lie about AIDS. And they said that AIDS has nothing to do with a homosexual lifestyle. No, AIDS could happen to anybody. It's a heterosexual thing. And they said within a few years, it's going to be like every married couple, just a regular married couple, man or woman, are going to have AIDS too. It was a lie. They knew it was a lie, but they were trying to distract from the fact that the AIDS epidemic was being spread through anal intercourse and multiple partner risky promiscuous sexual behavior among the gay community. So there has been a cover-up actually about this since the 1980s. That's just another example. I could do a whole show on how liberals put public health at risk to cover up the truth about how their lifestyles are unhealthy and unclean and harmful to people. But they always try to cover it. Same way they're always trying to cover up the pedophilia they have with children, you know. They're always trying to cover up the indoctrination, the transgender indoctrination of children. They don't want you to know the truth about how they exploit and harm children, or even the truth about infanticide, how they're murdering babies that are already born, but they call it abortion. So they say, yeah, the baby's born, we're going to keep it comfortable, and then you can decide whether you want to kill it. But, I mean, this is really what these people believe. They're insane. Democrats, leftists, they're all absolutely insane. It's a mass mental illness. All right, speaking of children, by the way, they don't think, these leftists, they don't think that there's any problem with all the ingredients that are in vaccines either. They want to push vaccines onto all children, mandate it, even when those vaccines cause autism, neurological disorders, febrile seizures, and even death in some cases. You know, the U.S. government keeps statistics about the number of children harmed and killed by vaccines, and they release those statistics through the VAERS database, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. So even the government admits that vaccines harm children, but not the left-wing media. No, they say vaccines harm no one, just like they try to cover up the anal cancer epidemic, just like they try to cover up AIDS being spread across the gay community largely. They also are trying to cover up the truth about vaccines. Because again, this is what leftists believe. Anything that's a real emergency for public health, they say it's not real. This is the way they operate. What about radical Islam? You notice how the left is covering up the truth about radical Islam? That doesn't mean that everybody who's a Muslim is radical. I'm talking about the radical, extreme, militant, you know, wing of Islam, which is always trying to carry out jihad against Christian nations. You got to understand that in that branch of their religion, they teach jihad. They teach the killing, the murdering of Christians and Christian nations. This is part of their religion. It's not like in the Bible doesn't teach you to go around killing everybody who's not a Christian. It doesn't teach that at all. And even the biblical crusades from, I don't know what year was that, 700 AD or something? It was actually a span of years. But even that was self-defense against the Christians being slaughtered by jihadis. And so Christians have never taught go out and murder and conquer and destroy and overthrow countries using violence. But that is exactly what is taught by the fringe wing of Islam. Jihad is taught. And so when jihad comes to America, like that, remember the shooting at the gay bar in, or not gar, dance club in Florida? Remember that shooting? That was a jihadi who specifically chose a gay dance club because jihad also talks about war against gay people, violent war. And so they shot up the club. But of course, what did the left-wing media blame? Not jihad. They blamed guns. Said, well, this is a gun problem. No. It's a jihad problem. It's the fact that there are people being brought up in radical Islamic traditions, again, the more fringe traditions, who are being taught to go out and kill people, who are being taught to be suicide bombers and murderers, and to kill people by any means possible, to run over them with a van in New York City. Remember that attack? Of course, another radical jihad attack, just like in Paris a few years back and other places across Europe. It's happening in Europe. It's happening in America. It's on the East Coast. It's on the West Coast. San Bernardino in California, another Muslim attack. But what does the left-wing media blame? Always they just blame guns. Or in the case of the van attacks, they blame the van. They say the actual headlines on CNN are like, a van ran over people. A van assaulted people. Like, the van did it. What do you mean the van did it? Who was driving the van? Well, they don't want you to know. It was a radical jihad, you know, radical Islamist. That's who was doing it. And so leftists don't want to talk about any of these real problems. They say none of these are real, but then all the things they want you to focus on are things that are totally fake, like, oh, the carbon dioxide is horrible, they say, you know, or these hate crime hoaxes. So that's the truth right there. That's the summary of the way Democrats and liberals really, really think. And so they're living in these delusional fairy tale worlds where they have no connection to reality. They're incapable of connecting with reality, which is how Ocasio-Cortez and people like her can push like the Green New Deal. They can push this out there with these incredibly lunatic ideas like, hey, let's tear down every building in America and rebuild it over the next 10 years. Well, you know, according to some quick math that some people did, if you're going to tear down every building, commercial buildings and residential buildings and everything, you'd have to tear down and rebuild 30,000 buildings a day for the next 10 years to cover all the buildings. Now, that number seems high. I'm not sure how they did the math, but suppose they're even off by a factor of 10. What if it's only 3,000 buildings a day? Could you even tear down and rebuild 3,000 buildings a day across America? Don't think so. It's impossible. The very idea has no connection to reality, but that's the way leftists think. That's why Ocasio-Cortez, she wants to build railroad lines across the ocean and shut down the air travel industry and shut down all fossil fuels and all combustion engines. And as I pointed out in my article on Natural News, well, how are you going to grow food? Because all the tractors run on diesel. There are no wind-powered tractors, by the way. How are you going to transport food on the trucks? What are you going to have, solar-powered trucks? Okay, people say, well, no, you can have battery-powered trucks. No, you can't. Not enough battery capacity for long-haul trucking. All they're running is experiments. They haven't solved that problem yet. You can't have battery-powered tractors, battery-powered ships, cargo ships on the ocean. Doesn't work. So there's the truth right there. So that's it. That's the Counterthink Show. I thank you for listening. We'll have another episode next week. Check out every episode at counterthink.com. This is Mike Adams. Thanks for listening.